This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Nepal government prepares country's specific strategies with 20 countries so far to intensify economic diplomacy. 860 Nepalese rescued from different online scam centers of Southeast Asia. Prime Minister Balendra Shah reaffirms government's commitment to addressing concerns of entrepreneurs to help expand international markets for Nepali products. And Spain and France battle massive wildfires as thousands evacuate, national emergency declared. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has prepared country-specific strategies with 20 countries so far to intensify economic diplomacy. Joint Secretary and Spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Lok Bahadur Paudel Chhetri said coordination has been established with concerned bodies by prioritizing economic diplomacy. Chhetri shared that focal points will be announced in all Nepal's diplomatic missions abroad to ensure effective economic diplomacy. At the ministry yesterday, spokesperson Chhetri stated that the ministry was making amendments to the guidelines on economic diplomacy programs, making it contextual. Sharing the major accomplishments of the past 2 weeks of the ministry, spokesperson Chhetri shared that the third meeting of bilateral consultation mechanism between Nepal and Australia was held yesterday in Kathmandu. Likewise, spokesperson Chhetri added that Nepal was closely observing the recent situation in the South, in the West Asia, and Nepal's position towards peace and stability in the region is unchanged, adding that the issues there should be resolved through talks and diplomacy. Similarly, he stated that the situation of Nepalese in the West Asia is normal and no information on Nepali being impacted in the recent times was received. He said the ministry has hoped that there will be trade facilitation with the operation of Kolkata Biratnagar Railway Cargo Transport Service since July 17th. The ministry spokesperson shared that 860 Nepalese were rescued from different online scamming centers of the Southeast Asia. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing the concerns of entrepreneurs and businesses to help expand international markets for Nepali products. Prime Minister Shah yesterday invited representatives of the Nepal Plywood Manufacturers Association, the Nepal Carpet Producers and Exporters Association, the Nepal Pashmina Industries Association, and the Nepal Dock Chew Manufacturers Association to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers for discussion on issues affecting export-oriented industries. During the meeting, President of the Nepal Carpet Producers and Exporters Association Balram Gurung said that although the United States and Europe are the main markets for Nepali carpets, exports have been affected by new U.S. regulations putting exporters under pressure. He said that from July 8, the United States made certification by the Consumer Product Safety Commission mandatory. However, Nepal lacks the required certification facilities and exports have been disrupted. Gurung requested the government to send a diplomatic note through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to the U.S. Customs authorities seeking a 1-year grace period until alternative arrangements are in place. Prime Minister Shah immediately directed the concerned ministry to initiate the process. Gurung further proposed the establishment of a carpet development board under the Ministry of Industry. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, Prime Minister Shah responded positively to the proposal. He also said the government would promote sheep farming in Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces to increase domestic production of meat and wool. Prime Minister Shah said the government is working to increase customs duties on veneer exports in order to discourage the export of raw materials. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has said the government is taking measures to address problems along Nepal's border areas. Speaking at the National Assembly's Committee on Federalism, Enablement and National Concerns yesterday, he said field studies have identified key issues in border districts, particularly in Madhes and Sudarpashchim provinces, and efforts are underway to resolve them. The government is also planning to strengthen border monitoring through advanced technologies, including infrared drone cameras, while enhancing resources for security forces. During the meeting, security chiefs briefed lawmakers on efforts to curb cross-border smuggling. Lawmakers also raised concerns over alleged encroachment in Sustha and difficulties faced by border residents in bringing daily essentials and chemical fertilizers from India. A writ petition has been filed at Supreme Court against the decision to provide personal secretaries to the federal parliamentarians. Advocates duo Dr. Prem Raj Silwal and Maniram Upadhyay filed a writ petition with the Supreme Court arguing that it was against the law to provide personal secretaries to lawmakers. They added in the petition that the move was unconstitutional. The government had published a notice in the Gazette on July 20th informing about the amendment to an act relating to remuneration and incentives to federal lawmakers and officials at Parliament. As per the amendment, the lawmakers were allowed to appoint personal secretaries. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmasinha has instructed the bodies concerned to immediately provide telephone and internet services in Badimalika area of Bajra. Paying serious concern about the telephone problem at the touristic area Badimalika, Minister Dr. Timmasinha issued such a directive. He also asked to make arrangement for transporting the required equipment through helicopter immediately as there is no situation to transport it via road network. During the meeting held at the ministry yesterday, the Nepal Telecom expressed commitment to bringing the telephone service in operation within August 16. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Youth Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav has said the government will introduce practical reforms to make foreign employment safer, more transparent and accountable. Addressing the 5th Nepal Forum on Migration and Development in Kathmandu yesterday, he said the implementation of the free visa free ticket policy will be reviewed and recruitment procedures will be fully digitalized through amendments to the Foreign Employment Act. The ministry also launched the online grievance platform ujuri.dofe for migrant workers. Minister Yadav reiterated the government's goal of ensuring a 100% employer pay recruitment system. Representatives of the International Organization for Migration praised Nepal's efforts to promote safe and ethical migration. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Spain and France are battling some of their most severe wildfires in recent years, forcing mass evacuations and prompting emergency responses. According to the BBC, Spanish authorities declared a national emergency after multiple wildfires merged near Madrid, where at least 30,000 people were evacuated. Officials warned the blaze was beyond firefighters' capacity to contain while thousands more remained under lockdown. In neighboring France, more than 110,000 people have been evacuated as major wildfires spread through the Gironde and Landes region with flames advancing towards Bordeaux. Both countries have deployed military support while the European Union has sent additional firefighting aircraft and helicopters. Officials say prolonged heat, drought and strong winds are intensifying wildfire risks across southern Europe. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country today. The Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces will also remain generally cloudy, while the Tarai of Madhes and Kosi provinces is expected to be partly cloudy. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunderstorms is likely at several places in the hilly and Himalayan regions. Similar weather is expected at a few places in the Tarai of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhrapashchim provinces, while one or two places in the Tarai of Madhes and Kosi provinces may also receive light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two locations in the hilly areas of Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. Residents in these areas are advised to remain alert for localized flooding, landslides and possible disruptions to transportation. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal government prepares country-specific strategies with 20 countries so far to intensify economic diplomacy. 860 Nepalis rescued from different online scam centers of Southeast Asia. Prime Minister Balendra Shah reaffirms government's commitment to addressing concerns of entrepreneurs to help expand international markets for Nepali products. And Spain and France battle massive wildfires as thousands evacuate, national emergency declared. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.